There's a Medrash Pliya. It says the following thing. Just going back to Parshas Miketz. About Yeshiv, actually. It says that when Yosef was in the house of Ishas Potiphar, and she was enticing him for the Avera, so it says he came to that house, there was nobody there. Vayar ki ein ish. He saw that there was nobody there. So the Medrash makes the following comment. Vayar ki ein ish. Bodak es atzmo umatzo so sha'inu ish. He checked himself. He checked himself and he found he wasn't a man. So therefore he couldn't perform the Avera. What does that mean? Checked himself and found that he wasn't a man? That's the pshat that the Medrash is dashing. Vayar ki ein ish. He saw that he wasn't a man. What do you mean? He was a female? What does that mean? So I saw one of the Mefarshim say that he became a tumtum. That he physically couldn't perform the Aveir because Hashem made a name, so he became a tumtum. And he couldn't physically do the Aveir. Okay, that's Tzarech Bir. It's a very bichidish to say that pshat in the Medrash. So I have to come back to this Chazal. What does that mean? That Yosef was ready to do the Aveir, he found that he wasn't an ish. Another question is that we see that the rise of power of Yosef takes place to many sarim. There are many characters in the rise of Yosef to power. Sar Mashkim, Sar Oifim, the Sar Beis HaSoyar, the Sar Tabachim, there's many sars. What's the inyan of the sarim? And in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, we have the final thing. Yehuda says, he comes forward, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, and he wants to whisper something into Yosef's ear. The main words which he says to him, Raki kamoicha kefaro, you're like Paro. And Chazal have many interpretations of what that means. Two of them, one by the Medrash, one from the Baal Yatosos. They related to Sarah, and they say the following. Chazal say, Yehuda was telling this Sofnas Paneach, that in the same way that Hashem brought Negoim, he brought Saras and Paro, when he took Sarah away from Avram, I'm warning you that if you take Binyamin, the same thing will happen to you. Ki kamecha kaparo. Or, like the Baal Yatosos learned, I see a pattern here, that in the same way Paro was choymed, that he had a chemda for Sarah, so too I see that you have a chemda for Binyamin. What's interesting about this saga, about Sarah and her time spent in Mitzrayim, the Chassam Sefer, and we'll see later on this Chassam Sefer a little bit more in detail, he writes that although we learned the episode in the Torah very quickly, that it's just a matter of a few psukim, that Sarah was taken by Paro, and then something happens, and Avram takes Sarah back, it looks like it's just a matter of a few seconds that Sarah is in Paro's hands. According to the Chassam Sefer, he quotes the Ramban, we don't have this Ramban in front of us, but the Ramban he quotes seems to say that Sarah actually ruled in Mitzrayim for 6 months. She was queen of Mitzrayim for 6 months. Now, why is that significant for us? Because a very interesting Yaakov Reuveni in this week's parasha, a few of them actually, quoting Pirkei Dov Elazar, quoting other Sfarim, which says something very interesting as it pertains to Goshen. Why is it that Klal Yisrael, that Yosef, the brothers, are zeichet to the land of Goshen? So says Pirkei Dov Elazar the following thing. Rishu ben Karcha says that when Paro took Sarah to be his wife, Meirova Havaso Osa, because he loved her so much, Chasav La Bechsuva, he wrote her a ksuva. And in that ksuva he wrote, Kol Mamono, all of his money, he gave to her. Bein Kesef, Bein Zahav, Bein Avadim, Vekarkos, Vekasav La Eretz Goshen. Vefikach Vayeshev Yisol Eretz Goshen, that's where Klai Yisrael settled there. Shehaya Shel Sarah Imenu, it belongs to Sarah. And he quotes again, Eretz Goshen is Ramses, by the way. And the reason why it's called Goshen is because Paro was Nigash al Sarah. Because he approached Sarah. That's why it's called Goshen. As a reminder as to why it belongs to her. Because Paro crossed the boundaries when he took Sarah. And he says that he gave it to her, the Kanfayona writes, he gave it to her Kedin Mazik, which is Mashallah Metavaretz. What Masach are we learning here? Bob, come. Yeah. So he gave it to her Al Tadin Metav. Eitavaretz. Kedin Mazik. It's actually very nice in the Psukim, because if you take a look at the Pasuk, it says, Eretz Mitzrayim lefanachahi b'meitav ha'aretz. That's what Yosef says. Yosef says, I'm giving this land to you, it's called meitav ha'aretz. This, and then, that's what Paro says, excuse me. V'samtim sarei mikna ala sheli. You can use it to for all the pastures and to be a roi etzon, whatever you want to do with it. V'samtim sarei mikna ala sheli. You can even watch my cattle too. Sarei mikna, first of all, sarei is a reference to who? Sarai. That was her name when Paro took her. Sarai. Mikna means kinyan, right? So when I took Sarah as a kinyan, right? When I was Kona Sarah, so Mamela, I gave her this land called Meitav, because I was Mazik. This is a Hakdama Nefla. He quotes as well from the Zayar Kaddish in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Zayar in Parshas Lech Lecha tells us that Paro was so infatuated with Sarah that he made a mannequin. I'm sure with his kishuf he was able to make it like living, not just like a dead mannequin. But he made some type of a tzir, the Zayar says, of Sarah that he kept in his cheder, in his room. And he would do aveiras with this tzir. And this was a heirloom in the family of Paro that passed on from generation to generation, this image of Sarah. And that's why it says that when the Makos came to Mitzrayim, the Tzfardeyas came where? B'chader Mishkavcha. So the Zayar says it went into the cheder of Paro to destroy or to take vengeance over the fact that he had this tzir of Sarah. B'chader Mishkavcha. Now listen to the following Medrash Haggadah. The Medrash says, Ziv ikunin shal Yosef, the appearance of Yosef, hayadayme leziv ikunin shal Sar. But the face of Yosef looked like the face of Sar. This is mamash hakdam anifla. You know what that just did? These six words of the Medrash just did to everything we just said just now? Imagine what happens going on. There's this Eved Ivri Nair in the cellar. And Paro says, bring him up, I want him to interpret a dream. Right. Yosef comes up. He comes in front of Paro. Paro looks at this Yosef. What does he see? He sees Sar. If he's seeing Sar, what does he remember? This looks like the mannequin I have in the room over there. It's amazing. Amazing. And then Yosef is interpreting these dreams of Paro to be talking about a Rav. Why did Sarah come down to Mitzrayim in the first place? Because of the Rav. As if to say that Sarah, when she came down because of the Rav, was like bringing the Rav into Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, Yosef looks like Sarah, and he's talking about a Rav coming into Mitzrayim. So that means this Yosef is Sarah. What happens in the coming parashas after the fact that he sees that this Yosef is really Sarah? Everything belongs to Yosef, right? What did we say before that Paro did for Sarah? Because he loved her so much, he wrote a ksuva, Kol Mamono, Ben Kesef, Ben Zav, Ben Avadin, Ben Karkos, Ben Kosvay Eskoshen. Do we not see in the parashas that everything belonged to Yosef? Every single penny, every Kesef, every Zav, every Eved, every Karka, it all belonged to Yosef. This is just a manifestation of what was given already to Sarah. Because his shayrish was a shayrish of Sarah, he was eichet to all this. It was given to him. And Paro saw that. It reminded him, this belongs to this person. This belongs to him. In fact, the gematria of Sarah Yosef 661. It's Gematria Eretz Mitzrayim. Because of Yosef's shaykhis to Sarah, he was zeichet to rule over Eretz Mitzrayim. This explains to us why many things about Yosef. Yosef did many things which were doimet to in a keva. He was misal sal b'sarai, mimashmish be'enav, did lots of feminine things. So some of the mefarshim learned the reason why that is because there was a swap in the womb between Yosef and Dina. Leah saw that she was going to have more shvatim than the whole side of Rachel. So when she became pregnant with Yosef, she davened to switch for Dina. But really she was supposed to have Yosef, and then there was a switch between Yosef and Dina in the womb. So because of that, the Mefarshim explained that Yosef had feminine qualities and Dina had masculine qualities. Dina was the Yatsanis, Vateitze Dina, and that got her into trouble with Shechem. That's the quality of a male, of a Zachar, to go out, to be a Yotze. The opposite of called Kfud Levas Melech Pnima. Whereas Yosef had qualities of an Isha. He was Mesal Sal Basarai. In fact, the Torah refers to Yosef as Yefas Torah V'Yefei Mara. You don't find such an expression by anybody else in the Torah who's not a woman. But it goes to say that since Yosef had a shaychus to Sarah, and the Gemara Megillah tells us, Arba Nashem Yafaf Yosef, there were four beautiful women in the world. Who were they? Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, and Esther. So Sarah was the Yafyafios. And Yosef had that beauty. That's why Yosef is called Yefas Torah V'Yefei Mara. He had the beauty of Sarah. So therefore he gives her, I should say him, Eretz Goshen. It's a very nice remez here too, because if you take the gematria of Sarah, which is 505, and the gematria of Yosef, which is 156, the difference between the two of them is 380. Sarah and Yosef.
349.
Almost there. No, it's not right.
Sarai.
No. Is it Sarai? If it's Sarai, then it's Goshen. Yeah. It's Gematria Goshen. So Sarai. The difference between Sarai and Yosef is Gematria Goshen. Now, it could be that since Yosef is an extension of Sarah, we find by the Akedah something very interesting. Although Avraham went to be Makiv Yitzchak, in the end, he wasn't Makiv Yitzchak, he was Makiv Sarah. Chazal say, Parcha Nishmasa, that her neshama left her. And Avraham was sad because she had died early. She was supposed to live more years. But in truth, Hashem Yisbaruch was saving those years for who? For Yosef Atzadik. And that's pshat why Avram didn't cry so much. There's lispo the sarva lefkosa with a small chaf. Because he recognized that really there was going to be a hemshech of the life of Sarah through Yosef. That's why it's called Shnei Chayisar. Shnei means two lives of Sarah. There's the life of Sarah as Sarah, and there's also the life of Sarah as Yosef. And a baskel comes out at the time that Avram is about to shecht Yitzhak, and it says, Al tishlach yadcha lanar va'al taslam uma. Don't shecht him. Don't touch him. Why the repetition? I'm being makatsa now. The reason why is because Al tishlach yadcha lanar is really referring to Yosef, because Yosef is called the Nar. And that baskel was a baskel which was really saved for Yosef, that when he was in that nisayim with Eishes Potiphar, Hashem Yisbarach protected Yosef, and he said, Al tishlach yadcha lanar, don't touch the Nar. There's a lot of grabbing going on in Mitzrayim. You know, Paro grabbed Sarah. And Eishes Potiphar tried to grab Yosef. That in the same way Pyro grabbed Sarah, Eishes Potiphar tried to grab Yosef. The same neshama. It's the same thing going on. But Hashem said, Al tishlach yad chalanar. You're not allowed to touch that nar. And like as Sarah was going up, there was that basket which said, I'm giving a certain shmira to Yosef when he comes back, that Eishes Potiphar will not be allowed to touch him. It's fascinating because at the time of the Aveira, there's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah which says that Yosef made many excuses and reasons why he shouldn't commit the Aveira with Eishes Potiphar. One of the things which he said to himself was as follows. He says, I can't do this Aveira. Why not? Shema evchar la'oila the pasul min a karban. Maybe Hashem will want me to be a karban, and I'll be pasul from a karban. It's a weird thing. Maybe Hashem will want me to be a karban, and therefore I'll be pasul for karbanas. But the Torah says what? That his shayrish comes from Sarah, and she was that karban. So in his shayrish, he's thinking maybe Hashem will want me to be a karban. If I do the aver, I'll be pasul for a karban. So we see the shayches and the roots between Yosef and Sarah. We also have a very deep connection between Sarah and Esther. Sarah and Esther also go together. Chazal say in the beginning of Esther Rabbah, Rabbi Kiva saw the Talmidim were falling asleep and he wanted to wake them up. So he said, how is it that Esther ruled over 127 provinces? Because Sarah lived 127 years. You see, there's a connection between the years of Sarah and the provinces of Esther. And the Sefer Taras Chaim on Sanhedrin, he makes the correlation, and he says, "V'ulai Esther basgila de Sarah haisa." Perhaps Esther was the basgila of Sarah, because all of their ma'isim are dayim ezelaze. That Sarah was taken ba'oynis by the melech, and Esther was taken ba'oynis by the melech. Sarah was moser nefesh, and Esther was Meister Nefesh. And he goes on to bring other reasons why that Sarah and Esther are connected. We find that connection as well. We mentioned it before. Arba Nashim Yafiyafi Hosein. Sarah, Rachav, Abigail, and Esther. Sarah and Esther are Yafiyafis. They have that beauty. So if we see there's this bridge between Sarah, Yosef, and Esther. It comes very nicely because the Chassam Sefer learns the following thing. That Chassam Sefer in Joshua, which we said before, that Sarah ruled for 6 months in Mitzrayim, he wants to say pshat in that Chazal which we said before. Coming back to that Chazal. What did the Chazal say? What did Yosef tell this paroi, this Sofnas Paneach? Ki kamecha kifaroi. Kishem shenaga paro al yidei Sara, kach ata. Kishem shechom al paro es Sara, kach ata chayim el espinyam. And Sara is very involved over here. There's a threat which Yehuda is making using Sara. And when he does that, Yosef has to confess and reveal himself. Why? Because the whole ma'idah that Yosef had in Mitzrayim was what? That he had a shaykhis of the neshama of Sarah. But now that Yehuda is saying, I also come from Sarah, so he can't have that shlita anymore over the shvat. So as soon as he says, I also come from Sarah, he evens the playing field. Now there's this hishtavus, this equality between Yosef and Yehuda. Yehuda is no longer on top of Yehuda anymore. As soon as he brings Sarah into the picture, I come from Sarah, everything's equal. Listen to the Chassam Sefer, how he touches the conversation between Yosef and Yehuda, based on this medrash. He says, what's the pshat here that Yosef and Yehuda, that Yehuda is leaning over to whisper something into Yosef's ear? What about the meturgeman? You can't just speak to the melech without a meturgeman. So where does he go for this? He says, don't worry. He says, Ki kamecha b'faro. My intention here is not to be mezalzel in your covet. And if you're asking me why I'm speaking to you directly and I'm skipping out on the meturgeman, I'll tell you why. Because if you remember the story of Esther Hamalka, it says that Esther had to speak to Achashverosh only through a meturgeman. That as soon as Esther said, I come from the seed of Shaul, she was able to speak to Achashverosh directly. Now that she had Yichus, she could speak directly to him. So Mela, this is what Yehuda was telling Yosef. Yehuda was saying, telling Yosef, says the Chassam Sofer, you think that I need a meturgeman because I have no royal blood. But I come from Sarah, and Sarah ruled in this land of Mitzrayim for 6 months. So you're not the only king here. I also have royal blood. I also have Shaykhis to rulership in Mitzrayim. So therefore, I'm going to skip over the meturgeman and speak to you directly. So don't think that I'm speaking to you as a zilzul for you. No, ki kamoicha kefaroi. But I'm also like a paroi because I come from Sarah. So you see that Esther's involved in the equation. Her neshama changes everything. What's changing everything is that Yehuda is saying that I come from Sarah. And like I come from Sarah, and you come, everything is equal now. And the whole power of Yosef Mitzrayim came from Sarah. But now there's that shift. But lo yachal Yosef l'sapek, that he doesn't have that power anymore over the brothers. So it's very nice. Sarah Yosef, we said before, is Gematria Eretz Mitzrayim, right? It's also Gematria Esther. So Sarah plus Yosef is Gematria Esther. And now we can understand, going back to what we said before in the Medrash, before we get to the Medrash, why is it that Yosef's rise to power is through a Sarah Mashkim, Sarah Oifim, Sarah Besasaya, and Sarah Tabachim? Because Sarah is Milashin Sarah. Milashin Sarah. So because the whole thrust to the Malchus came to Kayach Sarah, Zivikun and Shal Yosef, Daimel Lashal Sarah, and she was the ruler in Mitzrayim, so Mimela, the whole Lilig Dula came through all the Sarim. In fact, Yosef was given the letter He. His name became Yehosef. Why was he given the letter He? So Chazal said, because he was Omid ben Yisayim ve'eshes Potifar. Where does he get that He from? So we know he used the He in Mitzrayim. It says, He lechem zera. It says, take the zera and plant lechem in Mitzrayim. So the Zayah says, where did he get the He from? The Zayah says, this is the He from Avram. Where did Avram get the hay from? So Chazal say that Sarai was Sarai with a Yud. The Yud split in half. One part of the hay went to Sarai, the other one went to Avram. So you see that the hay that Yosef gets comes from where? Comes from Sarai. So the whole Malchus, the whole... And after he got that hay, he became the Melech. He was Omer ben Yisamesh's Botifar. And then from there he got that hay and he became Melech HaMitzah. But that hay is Shaykh Tzar. So now we can understand Pshat, that he was going to do the Avera with who? With Ishas Paitifar. And what saved him? Vayar ki ein ish, that he wasn't a man. Because he looked in the Sharis Neshama, what did he see? He is Sarish the Sara. He's not a man. A Nekeva can't do an Avera with a Nekeva. This can't be my Zivo, this can't be really right. I can't produce any children from this. The whole point was to come down to Mitzrayim to produce children, to have Ephraim and Menashe. That was the whole point of going down to Mitzrayim. But you can't be moiled in the cave from in the cave. So when he saw that in his shayrish vayar, he saw that he wasn't an ish, he had a shaykhis in his primus to Sarah. When he recognized that, that's when he became melech. Right after that, he becomes melech. I mean, it took a long time, it took 12 years, but at least in the Torah, we find that that was the next sequence that he became melech. Vayar ki ein ish. He saw that he wasn't an ish. So that's why ish is Rosh Tevos. Esther, Yosef, Sarah. He saw that Shire Shememela. He was free from the Chi. Hashem Yahya Nina Besarasa. We should be Zechat, be able to understand things. Truly, truly, truly. Everything has so much depth. Pashut like this. Ain't Saif. This is not even anything. This is just. Hashem should open up our eyes so we understand. Tarachad, Hashem is going to reveal so many secrets. And Mamash, it hurts that when people come along and they try to understand Torah just like, you know, like scholars, like academic, it's mafchis, it's mezalz b'chvayda shal Torah. We have to understand that whatever Hashem allows us to know and to see, there's infinite depth. We're talking about giants. We have no hasaga of the shvatim, of the saklesha. And the words of Chazal, the tzaddikim, are so deep. Hashem should just open up our eyes to be able to. And we understand the way it gives us chizik in our davening and in our learning and our whole avodas Hashem. Hashem should just give that sense out to the Shemaya. For Harinina B'Sayra, to understand and have to realize who they are and who we are. Who we are as well, when we understand them, we're their children. We have the neshama like them. We're children of Bnei Adam of Yaakov. It helps us understand who we are in our shayrish, where we come from, and to give us chizik in our own awareness. Da da da.